This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. If you've watched the award-winning Fox sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine, then you know comedian and actress Chelsea Peretti. Here she is in a scene with Andre Brower.
Gina.
Sorry, I was playing Crazy Cupcakes.
Crazy Cupcakes?
Crazy with a W, a backwards W.
There's no such thing as a backwards W.
Yeah, there is. See? Okay, how you play, you just line up three cupcakes with the same color frosting. Kaboom.
And this little game of yours, it's more interesting to you than your work?
Yeah. Crazy Cupcakes is a lot more interesting than this.
Stop playing crazy. And stop playing this inane garbage. It's embarrassing.
Say it to my face.
I did. You were looking at your phone.
Oh, cool. My bae.
Along with her acting, Peretti has been a writer for Parks and Recreation. She's also a longtime stand-up comic who brings her act to stand-up live in Phoenix on Friday night. I asked Peretti how picky she is about the roles that she takes.
You know, it's a weird thing because when you're first starting out in any kind of entertainment, you're basically saying yes to everything that, you know, comes your way, and then it gets harder as you go along to say yes to everything just because of time constraints. But, you know, I usually go with things that I like the talent involved or the creators. I mean, obviously, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is Dan Gore and Mike Schur, and I worked with them on Parks and Recreation.
You're known for also, as you mentioned, Parks and Recreation, being a comedy writer, too. So talk about the obvious challenges of that when you're writing for yourself as a stand-up versus writing for other people.
I know some comedians feel differently, but I actually found it a nice respite to write for other people because, you know, for years and years of stand-up, you're writing to your own voice. So I sort of enjoyed the fantasy of getting into a different person's way of thinking or talking, and getting to write for someone else is a nice break as a stand-up. So at Parks and Rec, you know, there's such a big ensemble that you really could float around into a lot of different personalities, and I kind of enjoyed it, the escape from myself.
So what about the difference between being a successful stand-up and then you're part of an ensemble cast and vice versa? What do you like about one over the other?
You know, I've always been someone who really enjoys collaborating. I know there's some stand-ups that are very much lone soldiers. They like to do everything kind of on their own. But I really enjoy writing in a team, and likewise, I enjoy acting with a bunch of other people. You kind of get to have your take on the script, and then we come together to shoot it, and you see the other actor's take, and then you adjust and find this kind of synergy between your two individual or multiple people's kind of visions for the scene. So it's exciting to kind of see it come alive as each character enters.
You're coming to Phoenix on Friday. You're going to do your stand-up act here at Stand Up Live. Do you have a persona?
Yes.
You have a persona on stage, or are we seeing you? And I don't want to make this comparison that you've worked with her, but I was watching Sarah Silverman on HBO last week, and
she
has that thing where pretty much everything she says is hilarious, but she says it in this sort of innocent girl way. And I'm wondering,
Right.
Yeah, so she definitely has a persona on stage. Do you have something like that?
I think I tend to actually be closer to myself in the sense of, you know, if I'm saying an opinion, it's generally going to be pretty close to my actual personal opinions. I think that most stand-up, you know, if you're trying to make people laugh, it's hard to be extremely balanced. And if you're trying to get people to laugh, like, you're going to go for the strongest way to say something. So there's definitely, like, a side of myself that doesn't always come out in stand-up, which is the side that I probably explore in therapy or in my personal relationships with people. But it might not be the funniest side of myself. I've interacted with people who are, like, surprised that I'm sensitive or thoughtful, and I'm like, no, I mean, stand-up, I'm not trying to share that side of myself 100% of the time because it wouldn't be quite as funny, I think.
Well, and how is the comedy business right now for a female stand-up? And is there more pressure on a female to crack a lot of jokes and not be as sensitive because people might have the stereotype, well, a woman's going to be, she is going to share those things more likely or
right.
more often than a man will?
I think a lot of stand-ups, men and women, have a pressure to and feel that they have to put on a tough exterior for audiences to respect them. I definitely think coming up for me, I've felt a real sense of low expectations for a female comedian, and so I felt like I had to prove myself. But I also think that things are really changing, and I think that it's a really rich scene right now. You know, Sarah Silverman and Joan Rivers, those were people I looked up to, and now there's so many female comedians that are really strong and I think changing the way that people see stand-up comedy, which I think mostly, historically, people just think of it as a male medium with male legends, and I think that's shifting.
Well, and as part of that shift, do you think women will be able to be, I mean, you can have the women who tell the personal stories, you can have the women who just do one-liners too, because it does seem like the sort of the normal sort of average white guy comedian can encompass everything, but when it comes down, we break it down to African-American or female, we have certain expectations going in, and until we get to the point where everyone can sort of be funny about everything, we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, well, that's why, like, sometimes people will say a divisive thing to me about another female in entertainment and comedy or stand-up, where they're like, she sucks, you're great, and I'm like, you know, I just try not to bite at that stuff, because for me, anytime any woman is successful, even if her stand-up isn't my cup of tea, that's a good thing, you know, because there's all kinds of different voices for male comedians, and there should be all kinds of different voices for women.
As we mentioned, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, critically acclaimed ensemble show. I've got to imagine at some point you've dealt with TV executives who said, okay, we want to have the Chelsea show and see what that's going to be like. Has that happened for you? And is it almost like they come to see you and they really glad hand you and, oh, you're great, but we want to change 90% of your act?
My experience with executives is that, you know, that frequently they do have good notes. You know, it just depends. Like, you know, Parks and Rec, we always had, I think, helpful notes from the network. So I feel like if you're with the right people, then the notes can actually improve what you're doing.
What makes you laugh, and are you comfortable kind of laughing at anything?
I will always laugh if I'm in a situation where I'm not supposed to laugh.
Okay.
You know, like if I'm in a serious environment, which recently happened to me, where I was like in this massage, I got a massage, and there was this little room afterwards where like you sit afterwards and they give you some water and stuff, and I just started laughing hysterically in there because we were supposed to be quiet for the other people. Anyway, whatever, this is probably not relatable in any way, but yeah, like, you know, I remember like formal dinners as a kid, I would always get the giggles. So those kinds of things. And also, other times things like watching the news at night, just like how newscasters sometimes say the darkest things and they say it so lightly or so robotically that sometimes makes me laugh. There's just, you know, there's an array.
Chelsea Peretti, a cast member on the Fox sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She'll bring her comedy act to Phoenix Friday night at 7:30 at Stand Up Live.